The philanthropists with a beef about philanthropy. Marketplace is not some engulf and devour corporation. It is a nonprofit, and it is listener-supported. So to keep our coverage strong and relevant, what you could do is make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will really help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by the end of this year. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. But first, a rare sighting in Washington, D.C., the compromise that'll keep the federal government from shutting down again next year. President Obama is calling a surprise bipartisan budget agreement in Congress a good first step. It rolls back some of the across-the-board sequester cuts to the budget. The deal pays for this in various ways, including hikes in fees, such as the security surcharge on airline tickets. And if the deal is approved, federal pensions will change. Some retired military personnel will get lower cost of living adjustments, and new hires on the civilian side will pay more toward their own retirement. Marketplace's Dan Weissman is here. Are these comparisons to the dramatic pension cuts seen in private companies in cities like Detroit, Dan?
Not really. It's just not that dramatic. In fact, these are actually smaller changes than negotiators were looking at just a few days ago. And on the civilian side, the head of the Treasury Department Employees Union actually issued a statement saying, hey, this isn't too bad. So new hires are going to kick in an additional 1.3% of their income, which brings their total up to 4.4%. And basically, it beats the alternatives like, you know, a government shutdown that sends all federal employees on furlough or automatic sequestration cuts, which this deal replaces. Those would have meant layoffs. And on the military side, this new proposal just affects retirees who are under age 62, meaning, you know, they could presumably be working other jobs while they are retired. And it excludes people who retired because of injuries or disability.
Some Tea Party-affiliated conservatives are criticizing the deal, saying it relies on mere promises to cut future spending. Many Democrats are unhappy the deal does not extend long-term unemployment benefits, which will expire at the end of the month for more than a million Americans without jobs. Now let's check the stock numbers. FT 100 in London is up 0.2%, but stock index futures for the U.S. are down right now. We do have some progress to report today in the gap between what women earn and men earn. The Pew Research Center finds that younger women, ages 25 to 34, are now making 93 cents for every dollar a guy makes for the same work. It should be noted this age bracket includes many women who have yet to have children, and the study shows two-thirds of women worry that kids will hold back their careers. Marketplace is listener-supported. I know that just goes in one ear and out the other, but it means it is supported by listeners like you. So to keep our coverage compelling, up-to-date, up-to-the-minute, if you can, make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will support your daily dose of business insight from us. Help us keep you up-to-date and well-informed wherever you are. You can donate by going to marketplace.org by the end of the year, December 31st. Thanks. Not long ago, Peter Buffett sent a frisson through the world of philanthropy with an op-ed piece in the New York Times saying a lot of charity gets it wrong. Buffett, a musician, composer, and author, presides over a major philanthropy along with his spouse, Jennifer. Peter even uses the term charitable industrial complex.
There's this industry essentially around very real issues, but done in a way that is has an element of a self-serving quality, and it's certainly a perpetuating quality.
Peter and Jennifer's foundation is largely funded by $1 billion kicked in by Peter's dad, a man named Warren, although Warren doesn't advise the foundation. The foundation works to empower girls and women globally and to foster locally focused economies. Jennifer and Peter told me philanthropies have to watch out for the unintended consequences of their giving.
First of all, I think going overseas to get labor for increasingly lower prices and resources and things like that, which then can devastate a community or a region. But then even when NGOs go into communities and they get staff gets paid a certain wage or whatever, and it completely then offsets the wages of the people living there, and then they can't afford to pay their rent in a certain area, and then all these NGO workers displace the people that live there and set the whole thing out of balance. I mean, those kind of unintended consequences, I think, happen all the time, all over the world.
I was reading your piece in the Times, Peter, and you concluded, it seemed to me, that no charitable project can solve the big problems of shelter for people, access to water, health care, stopping sex trafficking. But solve is a big word. you know that saying, the perfect is the enemy of the good.
Right.
I mean, you don't think that philanthropy, if it can't solve, can help a whole lot?
Well, therein lies the rub. There is bleeding that should be stopped. There are beds that should be in domestic shelters. There's food that should be in food pantries. There are things in the here and now that should be happening for sure. But we have the opportunity, we meaning anyone in larger philanthropic circles, to go upstream and take big chances on how to solve these problems. There should be money going into, like I said, the here and now. But if we don't believe they can be solved, we're sort of in the wrong business. But some of us have to be idealists and say, you know what, and also pragmatic in terms of let's keep walking up the stream and find the problem and stop it.
I have to ask, Peter, did you ever hear from your dad about the New York Times piece? Did Warren Buffett call disinviting you from Christmas after
right,
reading this?
Exactly. It's funny how some people think that for sure, but he did call and he was very proud of me and very proud of it. You know, my dad likes to, as I say, call a spade a shovel. And so he was, I think, very happy with and impressed by the truth telling that went on in the piece.
I don't think the sector thinks that it's perfect, but I think it's very difficult because we all like to tell the happy success stories and feel good about what we're doing. It's more difficult to have the conversations about the difficulty of problems, about, you know, the gaps, about the incongruencies of the whole sector and the fact that, you know, people get to decide their own sort of self-imposed metrics of excellence and success and whatnot. And it's not well coordinated at all. So it was a good call out. And I think the response generally has been really positive and very constructive.
Jennifer and Peter Buffett, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And given their critique, I also wanted to know why the Buffetts keep giving. If you missed that on the air, that part of the interview will also be at marketplace.org. Search for A Lot to Give at Marketplace. And while you're there, you can check out our interactive feature that lets you figure out which famous person has the same charity priorities as you. Apparently, I'm like actor Colin Firth, but I get that all the time. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.